in the house. We've got two guests. We're talking First Friday Art Trail. We've got Tanya Hagee with, I guess you're with actually FFAT, but also the Underwood Center, right?
Right.
Okay, and then you have a guest with you, Jacob Kirkland from Tynert Commercial Building Services. Welcome to the program, man.
Good to be here.
Okay, let's first talk about First Friday Art Trail. What's cooking? This is probably the first one with really good, mild weather all the way through.
You know, April was beautiful, but May is traditionally our largest First Friday Art Trail. It's before everybody breaks for the holidays, and it's going to be beautiful. The sand has quit blowing. It'll be huge. I know. I missed all the sand. We were in Houston the whole three or four days.
Oh, lucky you.
It was blowing. So.
Yeah. Hey, so what you got cooking on the art trail this week?
You know, almost every one of our venues are, like I said, it's going to be huge. I'm trying to think of something specific. There's going to be a really cool show of masks at the Tornado Gallery. I think it's John Self. Takes these found garage sale items and makes these really amazing kind of ethnic-looking masks that are incredible. So I would definitely go see that. Okay. We've got at Luca, there's Vern Funk. Makes these incredible, I want to say partial heads, and I'm going to leave that as a teaser because you need to come see these ceramic sculptures. But there are these beautiful heads that are on a pedestal, and they all have a different theme and really funky.
Now, just to mention this, it's not officially part of the art trail, but they are. Have you heard about the exhibit Art Through Their Eyes? It's the Alzheimer's Art Show. They're having that over at 26 in Boston, kind of in coincidence with that.
No.
Yes. It's the Garrison Center and...
26 in Boston.
Yeah, at Host and Toast.
Yeah, Host and Toast. Oh, Jane B. Coffee. Yeah.
You know
there.
What? I got an email about that. Yeah. Yes, that's going to be, and you're going to be right there at Jane B. Coffee, so it's a great opportunity to just
and it's
going to
be
over.
It's probably going to be open a little bit later than, you know, 9. The art trail closes officially at 9, so the Host and Toast thing will keep going. So what might be a good place to end up, eh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We actually have a lot of venues who have started staying open until 10. I know that Tornado Gallery stays open. The 5NJ building, which is part of the start of the Charles Adams Studio Project on the Luca campus, their little courtyard area stays open. They continue to serve Krusty's Pizza and beer, and they have cool stuff going on out in the courtyard.
So if someone has never been to the First Friday Art Trail, how do they go about getting there? Where should they start? How do they know where to go?
You know, I would say the very first step would be to either download our app. You can go to the App Store if you have an iPhone. Download our app. You have it all at your fingertips. Or go to ffat.org. And that gives you all the venues. And then there's really not an official beginning or ending. So I'd say start anywhere you want. And you can either hop on the trolley and do all the downtown venues, or you can take your own vehicle, but do a little bit of investigation first because it is big. It does take a long time to get through all of it. So I would go to the place that sounds the most appealing and then kind of set your course.
If you want to do
there.
This on the fly, it would pay to have the FFAT app.
Absolutely. Definitely. And it's free.
So where do
free
you get that?
Good.
Anyway, just
you go to the App Store on Apple and you can download it, and it'll give you – it's actually consumer-driven. As you're going through the art trail, you can get on Instagram and tag your photos, First Friday Art Trail, hashtag First Friday Art Trail, written out, and your photos then become part of the app, which is pretty cool because through the evening, as you're taking photos on Instagram and tagging them, you can see them show up on the app, which is fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, I want to shift gears just a little bit. What I wanted you to do is I've been noticing some things over time, so... And a lot of people just think it's those art people downtown doing their thing. But you have a new project. Let's talk about, in general, get some information from you, just what the plaza area is going to do. And then we're going to swing over to Jacob and we can kind of find out what's in the box in phase one, phase two, phase three.
Well, if anybody has been to the Luca campus, they've noticed the gravel lot that is immediately to the east or directly behind the main building. There's kind of an alley, then this gravel lot. We have some of the metal hearts. Well, over the last few years, we have been in the process of planning and getting ready for the Luca Plaza, which will be an outdoor venue. We've already run the electrical. We've already buried the lines. We've already done the new sewer. So we've laid all of the groundwork that you can't really see.
Wait a minute. What's this wee stuff? I didn't see you out there with a shovel.
She's the brains behind it all.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's pull the mic over
somebody
to Jacob.
He has to be the supervisor.
That's right. And this is the gentleman.
Okay. Jacob Kirkland, Tynert Commercial Building Services, has been working on this So this is a three-phase project, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a three-phase project. Right now, currently, we have just started phase two, which will consist of the alleyway. We've gone in and demolished all of the alley, and we'll be going back with new brick pavers, sidewalks, large trees, planter beds, masonry seat walls so that people, while they're walking around down there, they want to sit down, they can. It's going to have a little cafe area with some really cool lights in it. It's just, it's going to be a really neat place.
Well, there's also actually going to be grass there, yes? Correct, yeah?
Yes, sir. There will be some artificial turf.
I was going to say, how do you plan to water this?
They plan on, they're going with an environmental friendly landscape plan.
Uh-huh.
And somewhat of a, I don't want to say a maintenance free, but a low maintenance mm-hmm. plan as well to save on costs and to save on water.
Now, I've seen some of the renderings on this. Who's the architectural firm that's doing this?
Prairie Workshop is the architect, and that's Jason Hodges, and he's a landscape architect, and he has just done a great job.
I've seen some of the renderings that that go into this thing. Kind of some really, I don't know what kind of style you would call them, but like arbors and shelters and barrier walls and stuff like that, and it's just like, it, when you look at it, you're like going, really, downtown Lubbock? You know, so
Wonderful. This
is, how big is this total area, man?
The total area is probably about 75,000 square feet overall. And right now we're in phase two, which is about 19,000 square feet. And then the next phase will wrap around the south end. And then the third, or I should say third, fourth phase, really, is going to be the largest phase. And it's going to include some pavilions, a stage with some stage lighting, some really good sound, and
is that going to be an outdoor stage?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
fantastic!
Nice.
Where is this located?
511 Avenue K.
Where have you been?
Have you been to the Luca Building?
Uh huh.
It's the directly behind the Luca Building.
Okay.
There still is a partial big gravel lot, but
the ice house.
It's right across the street
from
the ice house.
Yeah. Okay.
It basically will act as the center of our campus.
Right.
This will be the focal point of the campus.
Yeah.
The
I walked across
the central park
the other day.
Yes. If you did, you probably got it in your shoes.
Uh-huh.
It's going to kind of become the central park of the arts district.
Yeah.
You know, we're down there. We've got the Charles Adams Studio Project. You've got the symphony down there, the Performing Arts Center, mm-hmm. which is on the horizon. So this is going to act as a really cool kind of urban oasis.
Fantastic.
And we will have the capability to do any of the performances, any of the arts type performances there that we do inside the building.
Yeah. And you know, the climate we have here in Lubbock, you can go outdoors so many nights of the year.
Just
when the dirt's
work,
not
I was about to say, work around those 22 days of the year when the sand's not
right.
blowing. But really, Lubbock is very conducive to outdoor arts and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
We're a patio city.
You know, this is something that I guess we're in the triple bonus here. If you got kids in high school and they're graduating in about a year or two, because already, now I know when my daughter was graduating and stuff, you know, we would go, you know, a gazillion people go down and take photos in that district, you know, up next to the
Absolutely.
Buildings and the murals and, you know, the hearts and stuff like that at the ice house, the ramps and all, because there's all this unique structural stuff. So when all the pavilion and the seating area and all that, and the rendering shows it's going to have like some really cool, table sets and stuff out there, just really kind of interesting. So it'll be a fantastic photo opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we love that photographers come down and use the campus.
Tanya, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, Jacob Kirkland, Tynert Commercial Building Services. So far, so good. Looking good down there, man. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, Tom.